Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We don't use interns here the way we used to, but when we did, one of them was a young man named Jay Doherty, who's joining us now on WGN. Hey, Jay, how are you? Welcome back.
Well, King John, thank you very much for having me.
I'm good, Jay. When were you an intern here? Refresh my memory.
I was an intern for the summers of 2018 and 2019.
When you were here 2018, then, how old were you? What grade were you in?
It was the summer before my freshman year of high school, so I was pretty young. Yeah.
You were in eighth grade, going into freshman year. And then, so you were 13 years old, something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
And then again when you were 14 or 15?
Right, yep.
So what year are you in school now?
I'm a junior right now.
And where do you go to school?
The Latin School of Chicago.
And so you are a junior at the Latin School, and
right.
You live in the city, and you're no longer our intern. You're just now an all-American kid going to school every day, trying to get good grades and brush your teeth every day, right?
I guess so, yeah.
Do they have a radio station at Latin?
We don't have a radio station like a terrestrial one or any, but I did start a podcast and internet radio station club at our school that just recently, actually this year, and that's being pretty well received, and thankfully it's been pretty engaging with the student body and with everyone who's been able to actually host a podcast, people who've been able to listen. But we don't have like a WGN sort of radio station, but that's the thing that I've created, sort of probably the closest thing we have to that.
That's the entrepreneurial spirit, the industriousness of this young man that made him a very popular intern while he was here. And we all just marveled at the fact that however young he was, he seemed to take it very seriously and was very competent at everything we asked him to do. And you may have noticed as we're talking to Jay now that he has a pretty mature voice for a 16-year-old young man. When I was your age, and certainly was when I was in eighth grade, I sounded a little like this. And you don't.
So, well, thank you very much.
So you and I were visiting one day, a year or so ago, and you were telling me about your side hustle. What is it that you do to make a little extra coin?
So there's this platform called Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R, and it is basically a totally free freelance platform where you just sign up with an email address and you're able to sell almost anything that you want in terms of like actual human labor. It's not physical products. It's things that, you know, it can be things like voiceover, what I do, or you can sell like anything like data entry services or graphic design. But I specialize and only do voiceover on there.
So it's like TaskRabbit, only you don't physically do stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R. And I know you work for Fiverr. I had never heard of it, though, prior to you telling me about this. So anybody, a radio professional, a radio intern, or just an average Joe or Jane who has no broadcast experience can offer their services, right?
Exactly, right.
And what do you need? I guess you need to have a microphone, a kind of a home studio sort of thing?
Yeah, exactly. I think it's open to anyone, and I think sort of the market will adjust to the consumers actually demand. There are a huge array of talent and equipment that users of the service have. I know one person who's had decades of major market radio experience and another person who, is like younger than me. So there's a big, array of talent and experience on there.
Why do they call it Fiverr, Jay?
Well, it started out back, I think about 10 years ago or so, as a platform that only offered services at $5. But now, and I think they're trying to get away from that because, the majority of the transactions that occur on there are way above $5. And they sort of want to get rid of the quote-unquote amateurish reputation that comes along with all services being $5. So I think I joked to you one time in private that, you know, they're sort of regretting the fact that their name is Fiverr because they're really becoming more of a freelance transaction platform more than a service, like a place to do $5 transactions for small projects.
I want to play for our listeners some of the projects you've done, just snippets so they see what's going on out there. I want you to tell us the kinds of clients that you have voiced things for, how much money you've made. And I keep bragging about I have a friend who's heard on a lot of countries on earth, but maybe I've overstated the case. Jay Doherty was an intern here. He is now a student at Latin High School in Chicago. He's a junior there. Attention, college recruiters. You want this young man on your campus someday. In fact, Jay, the joke around here, you may know this, is we all kind of laugh. We're going to be working for Jay someday anyway, so we might as well be nice to him.
That's very nice, and I don't know if that's true, but I don't think it is. But thank you for the encouragement.
Well, I will. So you've been telling us on the air just before the break about this side hustle you have. You work with a company called Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R. It's where people offer their services for things like doing voiceovers for commercials or videos. Maybe you are a graphic designer. Maybe you do software stuff. Maybe you do accounting. Those sorts of things, you can go to Fiverr. And while, Jay, you said that they're trying to get away from the name because originally it was $5 per recording, in fact, a lot of the work is done for $5 still, correct?
Yeah, there is a good portion of it. However, I believe I read somewhere, and it's certainly in my experience, the vast majority of the work is above $5, and I think the vast majority of sellers on there, their starting price is above $5. Now it goes in $5 increments, so you can't charge, say, $7 or $17. It has to be $5, $10, $15, $20, and the max is $995.
What do you charge?
Right now, I do $10 per 200 words. So in voiceover, they do 200. They do it by word count. Not by duration, and then you can also add on add-ons like broadcast rights, commercial rights, background music if you want, if they want music to be mixed in with like an ad campaign.
What is the cost? What is the cost of an average job for you?
Fiverr gives you that metric. My average job is, I think, $21.
All right, $21 for not just like obscure things. Give me an idea of some of the businesses or places or companies that you've done voiceover work for.
Well, it's a lot of the majority of the jobs that I do are sort of explainer videos, short, like 2-minute explainer videos for companies that want to sort of, when you go to their website, the first thing you see is like an animated video, and I'm sort of the narrator for that. A lot of companies sort of secretly use Fiverr to do that because it's a lot more cost effective, and typically it's the turnaround time is faster and that sort of thing. And then the other thing, IVR and phone greetings, that's very common, where you say like, thank you for calling this person, this business. And that sort of thing, where you sort of anything that requires a voice, and they
right.
sort of need a person, who's capable of doing
that. Okay, and there's countries around the world too that are looking for businesses and places around the world want sort of a bright, generic American Midwestern voice, right?
Exactly.
That's kind of what they want. I know that much about it. And there you are, a bright, energetic young American male who sounds, I think, generically old. Like in listening to this conversation, I think people could assume you're 35 years old or you're 25 years old. How old are you again?
16.
Okay. So let me just play a couple of clips. This is some of the work you've done, and then you tell us what it is.
In 2020, okay. McDonald's Ukraine launched a pilot project on waste sorting in 19 restaurants.
McDonald's Ukraine?
That was actually commissioned by a guy who I believe runs a Ukrainian ad agency, and the Ukrainian ad agency was hired by that. I don't know if it was a group or a franchise of McDonald's, but it was not with McDonald's or any big corporation directly. That would be a sample of sort of, I think that was actually an ad for the ad agency.
All right, here's another one.
For nearly 100 years, boys from Ottawa, Montreal, Quebec, and all around the world have come to Camp Nomining for an exceptional summer experience.
You make sure you get the pronunciations right in that Canadian thing there, Jay?
Yes, I did. In fact, they often will. One of the cool things is you get to hear what they sound like, because they'll send the pronunciation of how they want things, in MP3 or whatever, and then you just sort of have to imitate them and do your best.
All right, so there's this camp called Know Me Name in Canada, and if I click on the site and I want to learn about it, your voice is going to tell me how that works, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, here's another one.
Say goodbye to sleepless nights. Welcome to Headspace.
What are you doing there, Jay?
Well, that was actually a demo script that was written by a guy, it's not actually for Headspace. Actually, when you see demos all the time for voiceover artists, they're not actually doing the companies that it's totally it's legal to do that, but it's just they will often demonstrate with a template script that's actually available online, because I have another one in there for some other various companies.
Okay, so this is somebody pitching a company saying, hey, use me as your guy for whatever service, and you're the voice of his pitch, in other words.
Yes, essentially. Okay, and you can also make up company names and that sort of thing.
Oh, I see. Sure, yeah. Could even be fictitious. Here's another one.
2021 wasn't my typical school year, and I'll admit it, I started falling behind. But Think Academy quickly had me back on track.
Okay, I guess I get what that is. So is that a commercial, a website intro, or a pitch by somebody?
I think that is an ad to sort of try and appeal to teenagers. And actually, one funny note on that, I submitted that and I said, you heard the line, I started falling behind, but I said behind, like as in behind. And then the client came back and said, can you have it say behind, because we need to make it sound more like it's a natural teenage voice.
Right.
So it's fun to see how these sort of nuances can come out in work like this.
Sure. Here's another one.
Burger King is changing the game. The new Impossible Whopper is now available nationwide. An all-natural blend of plant-based ingredients comes together to create a savory patty that's too good to be true. Burger King, be your way.
Chicago's 16-year-old Jay Doherty, our intern, is doing stuff like that. These clients are all around the world. The app shows you where you are, right? So what percentage of countries on earth have you done work for?
I believe, I just checked, 26% is the, they call it the world domination chart.
So give me some countries you've been in, besides Canada and wherever else.
Actually, I have a list. Let me see. It is, I know I was actually looking at this yesterday, and so some examples of countries would be Canada, Mexico, Peru, Colombia, Brazil, Morocco, South Africa, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, France, UK, Switzerland, Italy, France, Germany, Hungary, Serbia, Romania, Estonia, Slovakia, Poland, Denmark,
all right,
Sweden,
that'll
Russia.
Do, Jay. I don't have time for 26% of the nations on earth. So, so I was in the hall the other day, and Mary Vandeveld, who does voiceover work, has a great voice and knows the trade, was bemoaning the Jay Dohertys of the world, because if you wanted to get a Bill Curtis or a Bob Surratt or a Mary Vandeveld, you should expect to pay thousands of dollars for these professionals. And now there's a kid in their closet with a microphone doing it for on average, you said $20. I guess that's the market. That's what the market will bear. And if you don't do a good job, then they don't call you again, right?
Yeah, that's true. And they also get to leave reviews on there. And it also, Fiverr is a separate economy from a lot of the super pro stuff that, I mean, there are still people out there sort of doing it quote-unquote old-fashioned way. That's how a lot of the pro Fiverr people talk about it. But there's also people like artists that you hear on WGN and other radio stations who are very anti-Fiverr and want to stick with doing it the agency way and the union way and that sort of thing.
But if I'm just doing a little video or like, welcome to the University of California Berkeley phone system, dial 2 to hit accounting, you would be that guy too, right?
Right, yeah.
I mean, you're overpaying if you're getting Bob Surratt or Mary Vandeveld to do that. You just need a clear Midwestern voice, and you've got that. How many jobs have you done for Fiverr?
I believe at last count it was something around 530.
All right. So if I want to do this, go to Fiverr, is that right?
Yep, Fiverr.com, and they also have an app, totally free to sign up, sell, and buy.
All right. Competition's pretty stiff out there with somebody like Jay Doherty. Jay, it's good to hear you. I'll bump into you again soon, okay?
All right. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to talk to you.
My best to everybody over at Latin, and let me know how we can help out that kind of radio station you're working on, all right?
Okay. Thank you.